Reduce the need for water in your yard by making the right choices. We have alternatives next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet, too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Did you know that Utah's off-highway vehicle and personal watercraft youth education programs, required by law, are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov? All youth must carry this certification while operating on Utah's waters or public lands. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17.
Make the right choices for your lawn to minimize water and maximize enjoyment. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners has some suggestions.
Lower fertilizer will help keep the grass from outgrowing its water source, so cutting back on your fertilizer or even possibly eliminating it altogether. Mulch mowing, mohai, all these are going to be vital this year. I do have a blog, actually I've got two blogs on that from 2 years ago that really should be covered on that. It's a great time actually to start thinking about replacing some of that lawn with some perennial flower beds that are going to require less water. In some areas you can use a low growing thyme or some other plants like that. As long as they don't get a huge amount of traffic, they'll take some walking on them. So if you've had a tree that's actually been in for the last couple of years, make sure you go out. Don't just sprinkle it. Get one of the cheap sprinkler heads from IFA or from Ace or wherever and go out and turn on low and soak those roots down really deep. Your trees will thank you for it. Now, this isn't just your fruit trees. This is also your ornamental trees. I'll be down at my dad's today checking the condition of a couple of his trees. Now is a good time to think about spiking your lawn with some clover. But when it gets dry here and the sprinklers can't hit it, the grass will go brown and will go dormant. It won't necessarily kill the whole plant. It usually will go dormant. And the clover will actually still stay green for quite a while after the lawn goes dormant.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.